Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle. Is intended to be inspirational. It's intended to be motivational. It's intended to be informational. It's intended to support you in being able to make day-to-day decisions that are in your best interests, thereby supporting the lineages that you represent, because we each are here as bridges between those of us who were yesterday and those of us who are yet to come, and those of us who find ourselves living in this now moment of eternity with all of the things that are going forward and going on and have yet to come forward in this world. We have to have a particular quality of thought in order to transcend it all. We have to have a particular quality of care, a particular quality of love that will allow us to allow ourselves to be impacted and affected and influenced by what we see in the world to the degree to which we are able to respond appropriately to everything, so that there is nothing working against us. Everything is working towards our greater good. All of the information, all of that thing that looks like distortion and defamation and degradation and sickness and dis-ease, the Creator's presence is a totality of all there is as existence itself. And we, therefore, being these points and parts of its own presence, of its own intelligence, have all of the cosmic supporting us in being able to respond appropriately and correctly by virtue of whatever circumstances and situations there are, so that we may stand triumphant over all things. You and I are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of an absolute and eternal presence, and there is nothing that we cannot accomplish when we align ourselves with that intelligence that is everywhere. It permeates and penetrates every order of existence, and it is that which holds all realms, all worlds, all heavens, all hells, all planets and all galaxies, all systems and whatnot in their order and their orbit. And it is calling us to its attention. It is calling us to its works. It is calling us to rise in this now moment of triumph of its law, its light, its wisdom, its truth, its peace, its poise, its power, its potency, and to the realization that there is nothing that it has created where it has not created abundantly on behalf of all of itself, for all of itself. And so we have to understand that the shift that has to happen is a shift in our consciousness, a shift in our conscientiousness, a shift in our thought and the way that we think, a shift in the way that we live, a shift in our preoccupations, a shift in doing that which really adds to our lives. We are in that now moment of eternity that requires us to be able to respond appropriately, correctly, and in light directly, not because of fear and doubt and intrepidation and inhibition and all of those things that make cowards of men, all of those things that cause angels to fall, all of those things that distort the character of those of you who are the children of the absolute, to have you graveling in the ditches and valleys of degradation as if you are the sons and daughters of Satan, the children of the devil, and those who act as if you are completely faithless because you will not do that which is in your own best interest in applying yourself wholeheartedly with each and every breath you take, with every step that you make, with every atom and every cell of your being towards the intelligence of your being for all of your answers, for all of your solutions as your absolute and total source of support. It is your very breath and heartbeat. We cannot ignore it. We cannot give these people more power in our lives than that which has empowered all of life itself. It is our now moment to really be centered in the truth and the reality of the infinity of possibilities and the fulfillment of all of the prophecies and the probabilities that those who are of God, those who are intelligence of existence, those who are the ascendants of humanity and the aboriginal, the indigenous, and the native peoples of this planet, those who are the intelligences of humankind and those who are kind of human can make an exalted step by taking an exalted thought through all of the levels of distortion and dysfunction and dis-ease so that we can experience the true peace and poise of being these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of that absolute and eternal presence that is the totality of all there is as existence itself. Calling yourself democratic, calling yourself American, calling yourself Christian, a Muslim, a Jew, or whatever will never confer upon you the quality of substance, of power, and the integrity of being that you will have when you consciously seek to say and empower your own words and substantiate your own presence by calling unto the intelligence of your own being and seeking to be consciously integritous with the intelligence of all being, the oneness of all of existence itself. It is not rhetoric. It is an absolute truth, and there is nothing that you can do unto other beings that shall not be done unto you. There is nothing that you can do unto other beings that you do not exemplify and show the level of the awareness that you have in relationship to who is that I am that we each are, for there is not one point or part of its presence that is not a point and part of its presence. What we do to each other, we do to the Creator directly. We cannot continue to be continued in existence and not love our lives, not love all of life, not really understand what love is as absolute law. And that which maintains and sustains the quality and integrity of being with every being there is. The Creator is the totality of all there is as existence itself. And all beings who participate in existence participate as part of the purposes of the intelligence of all of existence itself. And there is no being that was purposed to destroy itself or anything or anybody else. For all beings cooperate in fulfilling their own purposes with the purposes of existence and the perpetuation of existence and the continuation of existence. And the progression of existence is always seeking greater exaltation and greater magnification and glorification of the intelligence of the whole of existence itself. And so it's time for us to assess what it is we do every day, how it is we're thinking, what it is we're creating, for we are indeed co-creators with the Creator, the intelligence of existence. It says, think. As a man or woman thinketh, so shall he or she be. And so there's a thought that creates thugs. There's a thought that creates liars. There's a thought that creates murderers. There's a thought that creates thieves. There's a thought that creates all of those who will not live in the integrity of that which they are as intelligences of existence here commissioned to fulfill contracts of working towards the purposes of existence itself. There's a thought that lays foundation for continued actions that continue to work against a being in depleting it of its life force, that causes it to be addicted to all manners of drugs and alcohols and life devitalizing food stuffs that's called junk. And there's a way to transcend and to change the thought. And we are in that now moment where our unification is contingent upon each one of us taking the time to realize that there are laws that govern our being continued in existence, that there are laws that govern our prosperity, that there are laws that govern our wellness and our happiness and our wholeness. And only when we have made commitment to the order of law and the triumph of light and love and wisdom and truth and peace and poise and power and potency as the reality of our lives, will that be the reality of our lives? This educational system does not prepare you to really stand in the fullness of your integrity as an intelligence of existence on here, specifically and particularly to fulfill the Creator's will. These people do not prepare you. The religious institutions do not adequately prepare you to understand what are the prerequisites and thoughts that you have to have in order to walk the face of this earth as a conscious immortal being, which is the fullness of the truth of what it is to become a liberated person. It is the intelligence of your existence, the intelligence of your being, being free to be as intelligent as it is, responding consistently, responding appropriately, functioning absolutely under the illumination of absolute wisdom and absolute truth, absolute love and absolute light, making things quite all right. Regardless of where you show up, if there's chaos, you bring order. If there's hatred, you bring love. If there's darkness, you bring light. You are this living intelligence of an absolute and eternal presence. And now is your time to claim your authority, to walk in the fullness of your inheritance and your heritage as a child of the absolute, a disciple of truth, and a bearer of light and inspiration. And the hands of God and Goddess lifting, uplifting, enlightening, inciting, and doing that which inspires greater wellness, greater wholeness, greater peace, greater poise. We each are ambassadors on behalf of the exalted heavens and worlds and spaces and places. And you have those people who are in that state of mind where they say, oh, well, this is just hell here. Heaven has to be somewhere else. And so they rush towards their death and their demise, thinking that their glory and their heaven is on the other side. We are already in heaven, for the earth herself is completely suspended and has her movement within the heavens, and she has been blessed with the intelligence of existence, the intelligence of existence that is absolutely timeless, infinite, and eternal, and has no creator. So that she has been in existence for millions and millions and millions of years. She has never died. And so the truth of our being is being misqualified or disqualified by the beliefs that you choose to hold, by those things that you choose or choose not to do, by your being so busy, too busy running here and fro and doing this and that, that you really have not taken the time to consciously ask for the fulfillment of will, the will of existence as the reality of your life. You have not asked to really, truly exemplify the perfection and order and peace and poise and power and potency of what it is to be truly divine. You've never asked to be in a position where you can be the answer to the questions and the solutions to the problems. You waste your time. You pollute and cloud your mind by taking in of all of the bastardizing chemicals and substances that they push to you as food. It is not food. Because if you and I and all of those who are related to you and I and our global family were able to function in the fullness and the truth of who and what we are, then there would be no class of elite that are launching and continually to perpetuate their 6,000-year conquest of the world and domination of the earth and her resources, if you and I were in our light, if you and I were in that space and place and condition, which we could really, really understand that we stand within the very presence of the absolute, that every point of our being is still being in the absolute, that we are absolutely immersed and totally supported on every side by the intelligence of existence, and that intelligence is waiting to do that which is our work, waiting to respond to the quality of our thought, to do that which proves itself as the absolute giver, the most beloving and beloved. It is always serving, always lifting, always giving to us. And we are always taking, always taking, always taking, but sometimes failing to even be thankful for that which we are consistently receiving as breath and heartbeat and life force itself. We have to come to that now moment of understanding that there are keys that we've been given through all of the great spiritual teachings and all of the great spiritual teachers. And the greatest ones are not the ones that everybody calls upon. The greatest ones are still somewhere in obscurity because they could not be focused on by a mass media. They've lived time and time again and are living here amongst us, with us. Some of us are them. And the leadership, the true leadership that will help issue us into exalted states of conscious and conscientiousness and a much more holistic global reality as family has not been recognized by mass media as leadership, because many of you have not yet recognized yourselves. For each one of us, wherever we stand, can take a conscious and make a conscious commitment to stand consciously as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal part of that absolute and eternal presence that is the presence of each and every one of us. There are no surveillance systems, there are no organizations, there are no militia, there is no government, there is nothing here that can keep us from fulfilling the will of our Creator, except we do not apply ourselves to that purpose. And so the new day is about each one of us affirming, declaring, and claiming our rights to be corrected, to be cleansed, to be purified, to be renewed, to be rebirthed, to be revivified, so that we each walk as the living testament and testimonies to the glory of the triumph of absolute light, love, wisdom, and truth as the reality of our lives. For there is no other refuge possible. There is no other safety space. Everybody in the world is going to have to bow down and lift your hearts and your eyes and your minds and your arms up and accept grace as a living reality, to know that though thousands are dying all around me, I do not have to be touched. These people are trying to create and sow so much fear into your lives. They are laying foundation for your receptivity to bird flu virus and smallpox and all kinds of diseases, because their intent is to devastate the planetary population so that pretty much we are rendered completely impotent from being able to stand on behalf of the Creator's purposes to do that which is its will. But we who stand on behalf of the Creator's purposes, we who will take the time to make the commitment, to make the shift, to make the change, cannot be defeated by a people who have no light, no love, no wisdom, no truth, no peace, no poise. There is no defeat to us who will align and attune ourselves with the intelligences of existence, because the intelligence of existence is intelligent enough to know how to perpetuate itself regardless of what these people plan and plot to do. But you cannot pay attention to all of their distortion and devastation and deprivation and not take the time to seek your Creator and not take the time to communicate and have a real relationship and rapport and communication and heartfelt thanksgiving and gratitude for who and what it is you are and for those who have come before you and for your own duties, obligations, and responsibilities that you have to fulfill in order to graduate your earth residency and move into the exalted realms of heavenly existence as a conscious immortal. That's what these people don't want you to do. And that's why they make sure that you have every available poison at hand to make you think that your right to be wicked, your right to be civil, your right to do any doggone thing you want to do and live in squalor off of the world's resources and be addicted to the products of which they've enslaved so many people of color, even the babies, the children. You and I in America are going to have a serious rude awakening if we don't take the time to make the time to realize the real I, the one I, the true I, the cosmic I that allows us to participate as living intelligences, as some of the most educated people on the planet, as some of the most blessed people on the planet, as some of those who have access to some of the greatest resources on the planet. We have to make sure that our commitment to life itself is a living commitment to living the quality and substance of life that is truly life-giving, supportive of living beings, nurturing of Mother Earth herself, and mindful of all of the resources that we have available to us. The most potent and valuable one being our own breath and heartbeat, the intelligence of our own being, and the potentiality and capacity that is inherent in our own genealogy based upon our own heritage and inheritance. These people cannot give us anything greater than that which we already have. Master's degree, a PhD degree, degrees within institutions that support the annihilation or really support the profiting off of the degradation of people can never truly confer upon you that quality of integrity that will allow you to fulfill your purpose in existence without having made commitment to fulfilling your purpose in existence. We have to be very clear that we get what we ask for, and if you haven't asked to be in purpose, if you haven't asked to be purposed, if you have not made the commitments to life, the commitments to light, the commitments to truth, the commitment to the triumph in life, in your life, it could not possibly really reflect it. And so therefore you may be beset with degrees of lack and sickness and dis-ease and dysfunction and degradation and discontent and dissatisfaction and harmony with the forces represented by the corporate deities of death, thinking that you can have triumph through just going through the processes of what it is to be a capitalist. The true exaltation and substantiation and enrichment and enhancement and empowerment of a being can only be truly attained and ascertained when there has been a substantive, consistent, sincere, an irrevocable commitment to the triumph of light and love and wisdom and truth, peace, poise, and potency as the reality of one's life. The Creator can pour blessings upon you that Wall Street could not even begin to calculate. Your wealth and your prosperity is not based upon the exchange and sale of materiality and commodities. Your wealth and your substance and your prosperity are based upon the quality of integrity that you have with the substance and presence and the intelligence of your own being and the intelligence of all being. And are coming to the point where we are able to communicate our love, our light, our commitment, our truths, is what we have to master every day. On behalf of our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our great-great-great-grandchildren, our great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren, and all of the ones who've yet to come. On behalf of all of those who have come before us, our mothers and fathers, our grandmothers and grandfathers, our great-grandmothers and great-grandfathers, and all the great ones and grand ones and the not-so-great and grand ones that came before them. And on behalf of all of those who have suffered and sacrificed and were sacrificed and died here so that their people, wherever they stood, could live a greater life, you and I will be held completely accountable by the hands of time for our works and our lacks thereof. It is our time to make decision, to make commitments, to consciously choose a life, to live the rest of our lives in unqualified light, wisdom, peace, poise, power, potency, and happiness. If you don't care to be powerful and potent now, you'll never come to it. If you don't care to become influential, where there are people who are spending billions of dollars to influence every thought and every step that you make, then you will not have it. If you are not committed to living in this day and time, your life will get up and walk away from you. And the potentiality of all there is as a substance of being, the quality of life that you live. And so I give thanks for this opportunity to have the opportunity to express my care and my love and the realizations that I have seen. There is one eye, one absolute eye that truly sees, and it sees through every eye, each of us. Father, Mother, Creator that is everywhere present, may you always be pleased with what you see. Beauty, peace, love, harmony. Love is seeking its highest expression in everything we think, say, and do. Let us be cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, and revivified so that we may be the living testament and testimony to glorify you. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle with Adama. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle. And this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. The meeting of the Inner Circle is intended to be inspirational, informational, intended to provide us with the opportunity to attune ourselves to that absolute point of reality that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of an absolute and eternal presence whose presence constitutes the whole of existence itself. Every now and again, it's necessary for us to take the time to hold ourselves still in the light of this new day where we are fully conscious and conscientious and cognizant and aware of who we be. In the presence of the absolute being of all beings, we are in that now moment of eternity that requires us to seek wholeheartedly with the fullness of sincerity of desire to be held in the fullness of our integrity as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of all there is, because that is the key to our empowerment. Therein is the key to our liberation. That is the key to our being able to successfully get out of and get off of this planet alive, because the conspiracy is to make sure that no one gets off the planet alive. And you can see it in effect when you really tune into the so many conversations that you've had, and everybody is espousing death as if death was the fulfillment of what a life is about. Well, we all are going to die someday. That is what has been perpetuated. It really is not the fullness of the truth, of the reality, of what is the destiny of those who are conscious and conscientious of who they are in relationship to all there is. For the Earth herself is a citizen of the cosmic who has been in existence for who knows how long. Has she ever died? Has she ever died? And that which is sustenance and nourishment, and which lays foundation and facilitates optimum cellular functioning and regeneration, is that which we should be deriving directly from the Earth. And the Earth herself, as massive as she is, for the infinitude of beings that dwell with her from all of the spectrums of existence upon this planet, of which humanity and those who are kind of human constitute 1/10 of the total living population of existence upon the planet. We exist within the body in the presence of an absolute and eternal presence, and there is nowhere that is where the Creator's intelligence and its presence is not. For we're like a cell within the body of the Absolute, and every cell in the body of the Absolute functions according to the order and the life force and the light source and the intelligence of existence itself. So there is no reason for us to literally accept death as our reality, except you have not come to that degree of conscientiousness and care or inspiration, motivation, discipline, and a determination to affirm and declare the truth of your own being, which is a prerequisite now in order for us to be qualified for continuance in existence. For there will be no one of the human family, of those who were called human or those who are hewed of the two-legged, as they're called, species of people here, who will be continued throughout all of eternity. And you have not secured yourself because you never had the thought. You never spoke the word. You never had the affirmation. You never spoke the prayer. You never did the meditation. You did not develop the virtues and the character and the faculties that allow you to function in the integrity of who you are as a child of the Absolute. Here we are on this wonderful, wonderful intergalactic traveler, our Mother Earth, and we each have a purpose and duty and obligation and responsibility in being, and that responsibility is our ability to respond correctly and directly to where there is need in any situation and circumstance in which we may find ourselves. And even though there's some who try to respond to the need, then there are those who are continually stabbing and killing and assaulting those who have come to help make the day a brighter day. Those who cannot get out of the programming towards annihilation. Those who hear the truth. Those who feel the truth. And those who act as if they have not heard the truth and it's not registered on them, and they have determined in their mind that no matter what the truth says, no matter who the messenger was, no matter when they got it, they are determined that they're going to do whatever they want to do, regardless of how it impacts and affects them, their cellular functioning, their liver, their heart, their bloodstream, their mind, their soul, or their children, or their communities. And when you multiply that desire or that inclination to be disobedient or disrespectful or disregarding or ignoring the reality that there is absolute law that governs our lives, an absolute law that governs existence, an absolute law that governs and lays foundation and is prerequisite for our being able to be qualified for continuance in existence, because there are those of us who have joined and are a part of the masses of people who have been victims and completely responsive and receptive and programmable by the corporate deities of death, and those who think that they have something to benefit from the ignorance of the people, for there is no true benefit to it, but they are under the illusion that there is some benefit when that which you do as a livelihood undermines the integrity of intelligence and life and life force and light of those that you have commercially marketed and distributed and influenced to buy your products, to accept you into their communities. There is no benefit. Two nations and races and governments of people who have aligned themselves on behalf of greed, on behalf of money, on behalf of polished wood, metal, and stone to do that which compromises the integrity of their own ethics and morality, that which undermines them being able to function as intelligences of light on behalf of right, on behalf of law, on behalf of all of those who have come before us. We have administering intelligences of existence and governments that are much greater than the government of mankind upon this planet. The tribunal of the whole is that which is has them under surveillance. So it's not about so being scared to tell the truth, being afraid to say what needs to be said. It's not about thinking that those who represent the needy, the greedy ones, the bastardizing ones, those who work wholeheartedly to capitalize off the life force, the flesh and the blood of other beings. We cannot allow ourselves to be held in fear and in trepidation and inhibition because of their threats. We see that we have been dealing with a people and have been dealt with by a people who have no fear about destroying other beings, who have no fear about killing, assassinating, distorting, murdering, or doing that which undermines masses of people. The issue for us is to understand the role at which you're participating and in complicity with your own annihilation and with the genocidal plot that is in a full effect to continue to numb us and dumb us and put us in position where we are completely incapable and unable to respond appropriately to the call to rise, the call to liberation, the call to exaltation, the call to conscious immortality as our reality. We are in that now moment where everybody, heart, mind, life, and soul has the opportunity to cut the cords between ourselves and the massive intentions towards our death and our disease and the progression of demise and being put in a position where you've become completely impotent. You have no power, you have no potency, you have no personal effectiveness in doing that which needs to be done. And wherever we be right now, we need to be able to stand on behalf of life, to stand on behalf of light, to stand on behalf of truth, to stand on behalf of wisdom, to stand on behalf of all of those who were strung up and cut down and tarred and feathered and raped and sodomized and hung and enslaved and pumped full of chemicals and things that now they've become filled with cancers and all manners of disease. We have more people hanging from the trees of apathy, more people hanging from the trees of toxicity, more people hanging from the trees of ineffectiveness and ineptness and immorality than all of the brothers and sisters that were hung and all of our brothers and sisters who were burned out and pushed into smaller and smaller portions of land. We have allowed these people to spread their diseases through our ranks, and now disease is becoming one of the fastest, most progressive entities in our communities. This is not the sign of progression. This is not what our people died for us to come to, where we just have the flippant attitude where we don't care because we've made our peace with death, and you realize that you have to die of something anyway, so you'll rush to death any way possible by continuing to consume massive amounts of flesh of dead animals, aborted fetuses of chickens, pus and mucus of cows, artificial colors, artificial flavors, and all manners of sugar sweetened and bastardizing substances that they market as food, but it isn't food, and your body cannot internalize it and utilize it and extract any intelligence or light from it as if it were food. And so your body doesn't know what to do with it, and it just stores in your cells and your tissues, and it becomes a part of the weight and the waste upon your frame, and it becomes a part of that which poisons your bloodstream and diseases your heart and incapacitates your brain. You and I are in a point where it is now time to realize that whatever we've been doing and however we've been thinking, it is our blessing to have the opportunity to come to a greater thought. It is our blessing to have the opportunity to ask for a greater life. It is our opportunity to lift our voices up and say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and forgive me for my disobedience, my disrespect for the reality of your intelligence as my life. You and I are completely permeated, completely animated by the intelligence of all of existence, and what we do to ourselves and what we do to each other and what we support in being done to other creatures, we are doing to our Creator, to the intelligence of existence that maintains and sustains every single cell and part of our own beings. How disrespectful can we be? And to think that you continue to assault yourself and your children, and then you cry and beg and plead for better circumstances and situations without creating consciously the atmosphere of better within the fiber of your being. You and I are in a day and time in which we can be the living testament and testimonies of the triumph of absolute light, absolute truth, absolute wisdom, and be consistently doing that and maturing in being able to do that which is indeed in our own best interest and facilitates our greater growth and unfoldment as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal intelligences of an absolute and eternal presence in which all worlds and all realms and all galaxies and all heavens and all hells are completely contained therein. The presence of the absolute is the presence of everything absolutely. The acknowledgement of the presence and intelligence of existence. Our personal communication with the intelligence of our own existence, with the intelligence of all existence. Our degree of respect and reverence, consideration and thoughtfulness, surrender and submission unto the intelligence of our own being. And its intelligence is that which is intelligent enough to know how to perpetuate itself, is a key point of harmonization and unification within the scope of those of us who claim that we want to experience a unified state of being. Well, why can't we come together, and Black people can't come together, and we can't come together? We've been coming together for so long. You got so many children that have been conceived as a result of all of the coming that has been done here. It's not about our coming together. It's about each one of us standing wholeheartedly on behalf of the legacy of the lineages that we represent, though we may not even be aware of the legacy of the lineages that we represent. We do need to have an understanding, an understanding, an overstanding that to stand on behalf of life, to stand on behalf of light, to stand on behalf of right, to stand on behalf of the intelligence of existence is the only way to stand in this day and time. And if we each make personal commitments into life, onto life, if we make personal commitments unto absolute truth and absolute wisdom, then that gives us the degrees of unification, the harmonization that will allow us to get over all of the bastardizing, Willie lynching, and all of the things that these people have used to put us in position where we have not been able to respond correctly or appropriately as a people who have been under siege. And it is not just Black people, it is all people. And that is the thing that more people are coming to realize, that we are dealing with the reality of the condition of our global family, all races and nations of people. You have very few examples of individuals or organizations or religious communities and sects and whatnot who are in light, whose day-to-day practices facilitate the whole of them being harmonized in love and light and wisdom and truth and peace and poise and power and potency and prosperity. You and I must begin to speak the words. They say, speak your truth to power. We have to support each other in affirming the absolute truths of existence. We exist in the presence of an absolute and eternal presence, whose presence is all there is. And any evil and any devilment or Satanism or Luciferianism or all of that exists because it exists in the minds of those who have not made the commitments to stand on behalf of the whole of existence, or to apply the intelligence that they too have been gifted from the intelligence of existence to doing that which perpetuates and furthers the purposes of existence itself. You and I, who are these points and parts of an absolute and eternal presence, our purpose to be harmonize within the purposes of existence on behalf of all of existence in the perpetuation, magnification, and glorification of the whole of existence itself. And your individual talents and skills and abilities, which would become more and more apparent and more active in your life, the cleaner and clearer you become as a result of stepping away from the bastardizing substances that they perpetuate as food that is poison, to come to a degree of actual living and being where your bloodstream is truly charged in the light current of life itself, and you are able in your meditations and your prayers and your stillness and your quietness and your love to call forward the wisdoms and the intelligence and the information and the knowledge that you and I need in order to give our greatest gifts into this world while we're here. And to know that you and I cannot be licensed, we cannot be under the authority of a system that is lawfully fit to be discontinued from continuance in existence as a result of their disobedience and their disregard and their disobedience and their just blatant, outright refusal to acknowledge that every being has a right to be according to the purposes for which it was created, and that they really do not have the authority to continue to create other beings into the world just so that they can be fed to people as food when we were told not to kill. Our bodies were not intended to be cemeteries for other beings. Our bloodstreams were not intended to carry a multiplicity of chemicals. Our tissues were not designed to be able to function and to consistently regenerate themselves, being assaulted 24 hours a day with wrong thought and harmful actions. We are in that now moment of eternity where it is our time to harmonize ourselves within the sincere desire for absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, absolute truth, absolute joy, absolute rejoicing, absolute potency, absolute effectiveness, absolute self-mastery, and absolute prosperity to triumph as the reality of our lives. Say, ask and it shall be given. To ask for a job is not the same thing as asking for absolute light and absolute love, absolute wisdom and absolute truth to triumph as the reality of your life. To be committed to struggling is not the same as to be committed to liberation. To be committed to liberation is to be committed to the laws of existence itself, so that the intelligence of your being is completely freed up to be as intelligent as it is, as the truth of your own being, on behalf of all of the beings that you represent, even though you may not be able to call the names of those who go back further than three or four generations. Some of us, we were adopted. We don't know who we really come through, but it does not put us in position where we cannot be who we are, but we have to ask for the truth of ourselves, and we have to facilitate the process of coming into the truth of ourselves by seeking wholeheartedly to be cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, revivified, and completely resurrected in the light of this establishment of the absolute and eternal order by virtue of the establishment of absolute and eternal law, absolute and eternal order as precedent and prerequisite for our being able to really, truly live in the fullness of all that is available to us as heirs to the throne of the kingdoms of light and love and wisdom and truth and peace and poise and power. You and I are at that point of existence where we can determine whether we truly care to be or not to be. And just existing for the sake of existing because you're too afraid to die, but you're doing everything to rush towards death and perpetuate death. And it is kind of sad, but it's a very fortunate thing that there are those who just don't drop dead and they have time to linger, and they have time to suffer, and they have time to make up their minds that there is no dis-ease that will defeat them. They have time to really have the fullness of every atom and every cell of their being completely charged in the desire for life itself. And if we can do that right now, every day from henceforth, then life will become more fully activated and more potent in us, so that we have the activation that we need at the cellular level, at the DNA level, to radiate and reflect the fullness of the intelligence of who we are and who we be. So that when it come time for us to leave the planet, we did not leave the planet because our bodies were so toxic, so filled with maggots and viruses and bacteria and things, so... that we were evicted from our bodies. When it comes time for us to leave this planet, we need to be very conscious and conscientious and have taken the time to really do the work, to have said the prayers, the affirmations, the declarations, live the life, and attain the quality of character and virtue that allows us to consciously accept and understand that we are under the authority of the intelligences of existence itself, and there is no greater authority to give our lives and our attention and our life force to. It's our time to take the time and realize that you get what you ask for, and so you need to be clear about what it is you really, really want and desire. And to know that your body, your heart, your mind, your life, your soul, your intelligence and all of that that comes with you is the greatest thing you'll ever have. We can possess or have stewardship over polished wood, metal, and stone, land, and all of that. But when it actually comes down to the real substance of our wealth, it comes to us as a result of acknowledging the true source of all wealth and abundance as life and light, as intelligence, and as the absolute and supreme being, whose being is absolute and supreme in every being, everywhere that we are. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle with Adonai.